Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I know this sounds old school. I still love that.
I know,
man.
You do. That's why I was letting it play out for a second.
Put the damn organ in and never let it leave a baseball park, ever.
Yeah, baseball's back. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We're going to talk to Miami Marlins outfielder Curtis Granderson. And, Curtis, I hope we're the first to do this. I know we're probably about 16 hours too early.
Well,
but
go ahead. Hit him with it.
A preemptive happy birthday to you. I know tomorrow, I believe, is your birthday, if I did my research correct, right?
That is correct. Thank you, guys.
I won't give your age out. I know that some people don't like, you know, giving their age out or anything like that, 38.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, you're going to be 38.
You know, age is just a number, you know. It's all right. I didn't get a chance to control that. My parents have me when they had.
That's a great answer. Yeah.
You know, Curtis, I wonder, and I was up watching you, and they had the shift on you, and you hit one pretty good out there, and some guy somewhere between second base and right field makes a heck of a play to barely get you. But I always wonder, when you're out there now at almost 38 years of age, and you're playing after you're being on some veteran Yankee teams and Mets teams, what is it like to be on a team so young and guys out there just hoping to make the big squad? What's it been like for you?
It's been exciting. You know, there's a lot of energy and a lot of talent over here in this Marlins clubhouse. And got a lot of guys that can kind of be interchangeable from different positions to different spots in the lineup, which makes it good. You know, you want to have flexibility. You don't want to just be tied into a box. So the fact that we have a lot of guys that can kind of float and go at a bunch of different spots is a strength. The fact that guys want to learn and are eager and excited to go ahead and not only pick my brain, but allow me to pick their brain, I think is also a plus for everybody here. And just a combination of a lot of good things to come here from the top down, all the way from Derek Jeter as the owner, all the way down to the 40th man on the roster here.
Hey, Curtis, so let me ask you, of all those young outfielders, whether it's Brinson or Harrison or Dean, or there's a whole bunch of them, which guy picks your brain the most and is always around every time and just a sponge wants information? Who would that be?
You know what? It's tough because there's a lot of different guys. And the cool thing about this team, you know, it's not always like, hey, help me with my hitting or help me with my positioning. We talk about so many off-the-cuff things, which I think is also beneficial. You know, just trying to keep guys loose and relaxed. Like yesterday, we were trying to figure out, you know, would you rather live in 120-degree weather or would you rather live in 0-degree weather? And I may not sound silly and it has nothing to do with baseball, but the good thing about some of that stuff is it keeps you loose and relaxed. So when it is time to get on the field, guys like Brinson, guys like Monte Harris, guys like Dean, like you mentioned, guys like Cooper that are getting a chance to go to the outfield or O'Brien can go out there and be like, all right, I haven't had to think about being in the outfield all day. I'm not so worried and focused on it spending 24 hours about it. So when I do finally get a chance to come out here, I can have fun. I can make diving plays. I can get my hits. I can get my extra base hits, all those different things. So I think there's a benefit from, again, continuing to keep the game fun, but also talk about baseball stuff when it's time to do that.
I can imagine the owners and even Don Mattingly are happy about the fact that you're bringing that to the clubhouse, because a lot of these guys, like you said, are young and looking for positions and trying to make their first major league team, and you kind of lighten it up a little bit as someone who's been around a lot of clubhouses before. No, it just can't be about baseball 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You have to do other things. You got to take a day off. I can imagine that everyone's happy to see you doing that, and it's got to be a fun role for you too, as kind of being the elder statesman, but talking to these young kids about life and not just baseball.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, I've always embraced that role, even when I was a young player in their positions. I think a lot of guys have that in them, but sometimes they don't get a chance to get it out because they tell you, hey, you know, you don't get a chance to speak until you get 5 years in the big leagues and stuff like that. And I want to go ahead and just let these guys know that they can be comfortable coming to me no matter, you know, my background or where they happen to be in the course of their career. Because you got a bunch of different guys that all have different makeups from different parts of the world, from their first year in the big leagues to, you know, their 10th or 12th year in the big leagues. But ultimately, we're all on the same team striving for the same thing, and that's to win as many games as possible. So if that guy that's the 40th man on the roster or that first year in camp can't be comfortable with the guy that's, you know, here for a while, then we have some challenges here. It's going to be a little bit difficult to go out there and pull together if we can't go ahead and communicate. So one of the things that, you know, myself, Miguel Rojas, and Martin Prado and Neil Walker have been doing a good job of just making sure we just continue to interact and communicate and let them know that they can come to us at any time.
Curtis, it's not real popular to talk about on the radio, but it seems to be important with everybody. Is chemistry in a locker room or a clubhouse, is it overrated or is it legit for you?
I think it's legit because I've been on some teams where there has been bad chemistry, where the first thing everybody was looking forward to was going home. You know, we didn't care about playing. We were just trying to get out of there. And there was just always just a little divide, a little tension. You stayed on this side of the locker room, never interacted on that side of the locker room unless we were forced to be so. And you want to make sure that it's enjoyable and exciting to come to the ballpark day in and day out because we're here for a long time. I mean, it's 8 o'clock. I'm getting a chance to talk to you. If this was a home game, I'm not leaving out of here. It's about 4 o'clock. We got to do it again tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And then we're stuck on airplanes traveling with each other. So we can't seem to get along with each other. For some form or fashion, it's going to be a very long 6 months or 7 months of a season. So chemistry, I feel like, is very important. And you've got to be blessed to realize that sometimes you're going to have it and sometimes you're not. But when you do have it, definitely take advantage of it. And the group over here has got, at least up to the point that I've seen so far, you know, a really good group from the coaching staff all the way down to the players. It's been really loose, relaxed, got everybody is subject to be picked on, which I think is also a good sign of having
got to have that. Well, yeah. Got to bust chops a little bit. Yeah,
everybody. No, that includes Don Early, too. Everyone's all over. I mean, they pulled up a picture of him back when he was with the Yankees, showing a little hair and everything like that. So you can go ahead and pick the top guy and go all the way down and let everybody know they can get comfortable.
Miami Marlins outfielder Curtis Granderson joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. All right, you talk about a lot of the young players, and I did see a couple articles written where you talked a little bit about Lewis Brinson. What do you think about him as a person and a player in that clubhouse?
Well, as a person, he's a great guy. You know, he just comes in constantly working, looking for ways to improve. He's a physical specimen. I think he's 6'4". So he could be playing a couple other sports, but he's able to use all that strength and ability here to hit some baseballs and track things down in center field. So I think he might actually be one of the biggest center fielders that is currently playing right now, which speaks to his athleticism. But he's a guy that's constantly trying to work, improve, you know, loose, relaxed, joking around, but also very serious and focused when it's time to work.
Curtis, through the years, you've seen it, man, where it used to be cheeseburgers and hot dogs and chicken wings, and that was the diet for every sport when you first came in, and now – all of a sudden, all these professional sports got real healthy. How's the adjustment been for you?
You know, it's interesting. I actually had a talk yesterday or 2 days ago with our team nutritionist here with the Marlins, and they were talking about just how things have been over the past couple of years. And, you know, I want my Doritos in the clubhouse. You know, I want some chicken wings and a fry from time to time. But I think everyone's kind of understood that moderation is very key, and it is something to it. You can have that stuff around, but if I go ahead and eat that on a daily basis, on a consistent basis, before games, after games, eventually it's going to get to me. But you got to go ahead and treat your body. You deserve it from time to time. And, you know, it's my birthday tomorrow. I'm going to enjoy. You know, I give me a little dessert here. And yesterday was National Pie Day, so you got to do those types of things. But you got to mix in some of the good stuff, too. Color's key, water's key, hydration, all that good stuff like that. So finding a good balance, which I think guys are a little more open to talk about and understand, I think it's been key. You used to come into a spring training locker room, and you could definitely tell who the pitchers were, and you could tell who the position players were. And now you can't. I mean, these guys start getting their shirts off and stuff. I'm like, geez, what has this guy been doing? You know, what position does he play? And this is, you know, one of your starting pitchers, or this is your second baseman. I go, man, I got to put my shirt back on. He's embarrassing me.
Curtis, what's the one thing you had to give up, like the hardest thing you had to give up when everyone's starting to get healthy now every day? What's the hardest food item or whatever that you just had to give up or had to kind of, you know, lay off a little bit more than you usually do?
You know, the big one has been Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I'm a huge fan of that one. And everyone is going to the dark chocolate model saying, hey, if you want some sweets and you want something dessert-wise to snack on, use the dark chocolate model. But, hey, I want that milk chocolate. You can take that dark chocolate stuff and put it in the back for somebody else. But give me my normal Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I don't want the dark chocolate one.
Curse. When I came in the league with the Dolphins years and years ago, half the team used to smoke cigarettes. It was the craziest thing I'd ever seen coming out of college. You catch guys still smoke? Are the days of guy, even coaches, you still see a guy smoke from time to time?
it's not nearly as much as it used to be, but there are some guys. I mean, Jim Leland was the big one. I mean, he was amazing, and I got a chance to play with him for my first, like, 4.5 years in the big leagues, and I don't know how he was able to hide the smoke. Like, it went up his arm, and then it disappeared in his armpit, but, I mean, he would smoke all the time, and it was amazing that he's still going to this day. I'm not sure if he still is, but I think a lot of guys, again, are starting to look at some of that stuff. A lot of this stuff is actually affecting me, especially when you've been testing, like, hydration and see where you're at and see how the smoking is actually affecting you and go, man, this could be the reason why I am sore, why I am pulling muscles, why I am having all those things. And guys are willing to make adjustments, whereas before, you know, guys are stubborn. I'm stuck in my way. You can't change me. This is what's been working, and I'm not going to change it or fix it or anything. But guys realize that if I can make a slight adjustment here, a slight tweak there, it can definitely be beneficial and pay off.
Curtis, you've been around the big leagues for a while, and you've been in a lot of spring training clubhouses. This one a little bit different than I'm sure a lot that you've been in, because there's so many open positions, so many spots where guys could step it up in the next couple of weeks and actually get a starting spot or make the big league team. What's different about that for you than it is for, you know, other camps and other spring trainings you've been in?
I think the big thing that Derek Jeter mentioned something the first day of camp here, he said when he came into spring training year in and year out, and this is kind of going to be a surprise for even you and your listening audience, that he always felt that he had to come in and earn his job and that his job was in jeopardy. And the fact that there's so many open positions here lets guys realize that, hey, I'm constantly got to come in and fight. Nobody's job is safe. And that competition of coming in and wanting to be ready and continuing to push guys is going to ultimately benefit everybody. So, if, again, you look back at Derek Jeter, not only was he very talented and athletic, but he came in with the mindset, like, look, I'm not going to let anybody take my job. And if I slack, somebody will take it. So the fact that guys continue to have to keep pushing, and if you don't get the job come opening day, you are a really good alternative to come in if something does happen, a trade, somebody gets hurt, somebody's sick, and you come in and we don't skip a beat and we continue to keep going. And that's why when you look at the teams that he played on, they were consistently able to keep things going, what, no matter if somebody got hurt or not. And the same thing for all the championship teams that I got a chance to play for. You know, guys were able to come in, and if we had to replace somebody, we just continued to move. We weren't like, oh, man, we just lost the power bat, or we just lost the speed, or we lost the tough arm. The guy that was replacing them was just as good because they continued to push all season long, and that's what's happening here in this clubhouse.
Curtis, I wanted to ask you a New York question. We're down in, we call it New York South, as you know, but you spent 8 years with the Yankees and Mets. What was it like playing under the scrutiny of the media and the fan base that's so passionate? Do players get caught up in it, especially when they get in a funk and they hear the boo birds a little bit louder? What's it like with the criticism playing there?
Oh, man, it's crazy. And I mean that in a good way and a bad way. I mean, when things are going well, you know, it's the loudest and most intense and exciting times you can have. And when things are going bad, nobody's safe. It doesn't matter who you are. Everybody can get through at any time. And I think that kind of lets you know, again, you got to continue to keep working and keep after, because there's such a large, intense fan base in the New York City and surrounding land areas that have had tradition and history, and their families have brought them into it. So you got to constantly stay on your toes. And from the media side, they're one of the still markets that continue to sell papers on a consistent basis, and everybody's looking at their morning read on their commute, whether it be in the subway or the bus. And a headline sells there. Any way they can put it out there, both positive or negative, just got to constantly be on your toes about what's going on and just keep your head on a swivel a little bit and make a little hesitated decision before you decide what it is you're going to do. Like, for example, we just lost to the Red Sox, or we just lost to the Nationals. Maybe I should not go out and get something to eat tonight. You know, the fact that delivery apps like Seamless and Grubhub came
in
was definitely beneficial for me. That timing was great. So instead of being going out there and being seen getting something to eat, I just go ahead and tap a couple buttons on my app and get some food delivered to me, which is great.
Smart move. Veteran move.
Things get turned around a little bit, I'll just skip it.
Good vet move there, Curtis. Thank you for your time, Mr. Warren. We appreciate it, and happy day before birthday for you.
Thanks, Curtis.
Thank you guys very much. You guys have a good one.
All right, man. That was Curtis Granderson, Miami Marlins outfielder. He was outstanding. He's very good this morning. We'll take more of your texts, by the way.
That's why they had him on, my man.
I know. He's good.
He's been around the block a few times on this stuff.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, the Florida Sports Spectacular is March 22nd to 24th at the Fort Lauderdale War Memorial Auditorium. It's a three-day sports extravaganza. It's over 100 tables of sports memorabilia and former Miami Dolphins signing autographs there as well. If you're caller number 5, 800-227-0560, you can win a chance to win a pair of VIP tickets to this big, big Florida Sports Spectacular coming next weekend here to the Fort Lauderdale War Memorial Auditorium. Caller 5, 800-227-0560 right now. Wins a pair of VIP tickets. How
Got
about
some
that?
Big names going to show up.
Yeah,
to that
we saw so some big names. I think Zach Thomas's name was on there. I even think Pete Rose's name.
Pete's back in town.
I think Pete's down there also.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's going to be a pretty
did
big.
Did you say Frank Gore was going to be there?
I don't know if I saw Frank's name. I'm not sure if I saw Frank's name. I don't want to give names.
I see Mercury on there.
I believe
Lawrence Taylor's going to be there.
LT.
Yeah. LT. Merc.
Really good names.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This is huge.
All right. Well, listen, man, it's good stuff. Good stuff. Good location over there. We got all kinds of stuff still to get to here this morning as tonight got a big old basketball game. And this could look, Zach, a lot like the first round of the playoffs if it stands the way it is right now. Milwaukee with the best record in the NBA.
The Greek Freak.
51-17 against the number one, against the number eight seed, the Miami Heat with 32-35 record. And, yes, the Freak Show is in town. By the way, 27 points a game, 12.5 rebounds a game, and he's got a nice little supporting cast. Do we call those other guys? They're really good players, obviously. I don't know. You know, everybody's trying to put together the big two or the big three. I don't know if it falls under that, but they're playing great together.
Well, Middleton was an all-star, too. He's kind of
I think Bledsoe's on that team, and he's a really good – they got some really good players.
They put together a pretty good team of not humongous superstars, but just of really good players, and it's shown. Like, they're playing really good, and they have the one guy that leads the way, the Greek Freak, who's more than likely right now the MVP of the league, 51-17 on the season.
You think he's the MVP?
I think he's the MVP of the league. Number one seed in the East, 51-17, best record in the NBA. Harden is the other guy, but I think Greek Freak might win the MVP.
I don't know how you don't give it to James Harden. I know, and I understand records got to come into play, but
best player on the best team, Milwaukee.
Well, I'll tell you what, I can just make an argument for Harden, who's constantly had his sidekick out the whole season. He's had a center out for a bunch of the season, and he put that friggin' team on his back when they were injured. So the argument was, is he shooting too much? And he goes, I have to win these friggin' games with who I'm playing with.
I know.
He's averaging, what, 36 points a game? I don't know how James Harden doesn't win it. I don't even know if it's close. But
I think it's a lot closer than you think. They're 42-26 Houston. They're having a really good season, too.
Yeah.
Third seed in the West.
They've moved up. We'll see. Yeah, but I think James Harden is... My God, man, is he playing really well. And he's hitting big old shots at the end of games. And a lot of people think if there's one team going to be Golden State, it's going to be the Houston Rockets. We got the news. Teddy Bridgewater is staying in New Orleans. This is about one thing, man. M-O-N-E-Y, money. And he didn't get offered enough. Dolphins said, we really want you. We think you'll be great. We don't want to pay you a lot. But we'd love to have you and get your career going. You haven't started in 3 years, back home playing. And Teddy said, that's all great. This is what I want, but can you pay me somewhat like a starting quarterback? And they went, nah, can't do that. So Teddy, I mean, he's got to be the highest paid backup quarterback now, making $7.25 million guaranteed for the year, backing up Drew Brees on a really good football team. And Drew Brees, 40 years old, and seeing if he can get in there. If not, he still gets that money, but he's been on the bench for 4 years. And he's letting another class of really talented quarterbacks come in next year. So, I mean, he had to take the chance. I'm sure it wasn't an easy decision for him. I don't know what the final offer was. I saw Armando wrote that it was $15 or $16 million a year he was looking for.
Oof.
Which is, listen, for starting quarterback, it's not that much.
No, I know. But, I mean, this is a Dolphins, guy, like you said, it's been a couple of years since he's been a starter.
So, anyway.
Legit starter.
Time to move on. And we got our poll up today, and it's been smoking hot this morning. As far as who you want now is the next man up. So, if you get a chance, go to @JoeRoseShow.
On Twitter, yes.
Check in on Ryan Fitzpatrick, Blake Bortles, A.J. McCarron.
Or Ryan, the leader, Ryan Tannehill.
Is he really?
30% of the vote right now, almost 1,000 votes. have Ryan Tannehill, 28%, Ryan Fitzpatrick, 23%, A.J. McCarron, and Blake Bortles, 19% right now. But 30% Ryan
Tannehill. You can do other, right?
We can still do. Some write-ins, too, yeah. Willie Beeman from the movies has been a write-in vote.
How about any rookie quarterback they draft?
Syracuse quarterback Eric Dungy. Been a write-in vote. Chad Kelly. Another write-in vote.
No, they don't.
Will Greer.
They don't want to deal with Chad coming out of parties and going to the next-door neighbor and sitting down eating popcorn and having dinner with them without being in.
Geno Smith got a write-in vote.
Where's Geno? Where's Geno backing up? Geno's backing up.
I don't know.
Where do I see Geno's backing up?
Dan Marino's gotten a vote. Actually, if we put Marino on the poll, he probably would be in third place.
Oh, Marino he'd be number one.
He'd be in third place right now just by the write-ins.
I wrote in Johnny.
Johnny Manziel.
You know I'm a big fan.
I know.
Still, we hear more about Johnny Manziel's girlfriend now and her butt and what she's doing, cheating in races, than we do Johnny.
Well, he'd be good for Miami, though.
Why would he be good for
Miami?
Because
he's good for the party scene, and the team would go 0-16.
Chad Henne got some votes. I think he's under contract, though, with the Chiefs.
Listen,
right?
Chad says, hey, this gig in Kansas City is good. I'm in a real good place. I'm going to skip. By the way, the other story coming out here real quickly. We haven't talked a lot about the MLS, and we haven't seen David Beckham. Everybody's been, where's Beckham been? And anyway, Beckham and Moss show up yesterday at Lockhart Stadium. I guess they did on purpose, right, to show the weeds, like, it's not being used for anything else. Let us put $60 million. This is an embarrassment. And to get it, I can't imagine Fort Lauderdale not approving this deal.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. They would be nuts not to take the $60 million advancement in property. They're going to make it nice.
They're going to pay for it,
yeah.
As I understand. It's going to be private money, 18,000 seats. They're going to fix up they're going to keep the structure up and fix it up so they can have MLS games there because they want to get going in their season. But when they're gone, if they get this Freedom Park deal done in 2021 and they get it up and they're still – some roadblocks there. That's not a done deal yet. But anyway, they're talking about a training complex, a youth development academy. They're talking about high school sports being played there, even if it's soccer events, whatever. Of course, hopefully they'll play high school football games there. But whatever it is, I can't imagine these idiots in Broward County not getting this deal done and going, I mean, it shouldn't be like, let's take the afternoon to discuss. It should be, you better hurry. Have you seen those weeds and the raccoons jumping out of the 50-yard line yesterday behind those guys? The only thing it's being used right now is for mosquitoes.
That's right. I wouldn't go near it unless I was covered in
off. Did you see that picture?
Yeah, it was gross. Like, what happened to Lock? Like, what happened? Has no one been out there to
why
cut the grass in 6 years?
Yeah. Have a little damn respect. I mean, you made your point.
Yeah, we get it. The place is a bleep hole. And you got to fix it up, and they're willing to go there and spend the money to do it. City of Fort Lauderdale, don't be stupid. Take the cash, let them fix up that property, make it what it was at one point where it was it was a hot property back in the 80s, right? Lockhart had a lot of things going in the 80s, early 90s.
They had, a long, long time ago, the Fort Lauderdale Strikers, which had a good team. But, they used to have all those high school football games. Some of that's St. Thomas and Dillard was loaded. Coach Gray had all those great teams. And then the Soul Bowl with Dillard and Ely was always played. We even had a Kane scrimmage up there.
That was awesome.
We were up there getting liquored up one day with the fans.
That's right.
Boy, did I get liquored up.
Yeah, that was an interesting day.
That was a help me, Howard, get me home.
I'm glad I brought Papa Krantz with me.
So that was, anyway, so here we go. I just can't imagine. Apparently, this no space. No deal to be done with everything that the MLS needs and getting through. And there's just not a lot of land left in Dade County. I mean, Dade County is
where else are you going to build?
Kind of maxed out here, and everybody's got their own sport. In some cases, some of the places they could go didn't want them, and lawsuits and all kinds of stuff. So
then they found a golf course that's on toxic land.
Well,
there's one weasel in town that can certainly help with this stadium situation, right?
It's crazy.
Guy's very
sounds.
Good at getting stadiums built.
How'd you find a way to get him in this?
Could be right, though.
He could help out.
How's he going to help out? You think what the commission in Fort Lauderdale wants to see David Sampson show up and go, hey, I'm here to get this done.
He might have been there yesterday. His weeds are taller than he is.
That's a shot, dude. Why are you doing? Such a bad guy. You know, it doesn't matter. I'll get back that I said it anyway, that I was talking about how short he is.
That's why we
That'd
do
be
that.
Great.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's the one thing that pisses that guy off is like, you, hey, Shorty, come here.
Yeah. Right? I mean, yeah. You just have to kind of get used to it. I'm sure
midget, which people
short
aren't allowed to say anymore.
Yeah, it's
you know,
not
that's wrong.
PC. You shouldn't do that. Yeah.
Anyway, and all that stuff. So, yeah. So we got you guys all glad everybody, you guys love getting your jabs in.
No, I just think if you really needed someone to broker a stadium deal, that's your guy.
You don't,
I'd go with him.
You don't mean that.
No, I'm actually being serious.
That's just a shot back in Dade County right now.
No, I'm actually being serious. If you really need someone to build you a stadium, like that would probably be the guy I would go to.
This guy pulled a rabbit out of the hat, man.
You think
Built
the Moss
a spaceship.
You really think the Moss family wants anything on a serious note while you're joking around? You think the Moss family wants anything to do with him?
I'll answer that quickly. No. No
There's
chance.
No shot.
0% chance.
So
I don't think that's even possible. But you know, Hollywood's got a point. You do need someone to fleece the city commissioners.
I just say this to Fort Lauderdale. You got Moss going in there. I don't know much about David Beckham, except he only shows up when there's a big event.
That's
I guess
all
they
you really need him
in.
For. Come on.
But
he ain't is he playing on the team? Because if he's not, it's okay.
I really like the Moss family. I do.
Yeah.
I think they're Dade County people. They care. I think their word's important to them. And, yes, they got a lot of money. All the things you need. So, and I know not you necessarily always trust people with – a lot of money, especially in the B club, but I think it's pretty legit. Hey, we got to go to break here, man. Got a lot more stuff that we want to get to here this morning. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk will join us. We got Sheldrick Redwine, former Miami Hurricane defensive back. Did you see what he ran his 40 in?
I did.
At the combine? Does everybody run a 4.4 now?
I guess so.
Does friggin' everybody run a 4.4?
Sure seems like
that. Used to be a special club.
Not anymore.
I don't know if these tracks got faster or something, man.
Maybe
anyway.
That 4.3 club now.
We got to go to break. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. It's 56022. Before we get to that, let me update the Twitter poll we have up right now at Joe Rose Show on Twitter. The question was, especially after yesterday's poll, if you were the Finns GM, who would you choose to be your quarterback from this updated, slightly sadder list than yesterday? Feel free to write in any other choices as well. We gave you four options: Ryan Tannehill, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Blake Bortles, AJ McCarron. Do you want to take a guess who is in the lead right now?
A rookie that we might draft.
Okay, maybe. I'll go from fourth up. In fourth right now is Blake Bortles with 19%. In third right now is A.J. McCarron with 24%. In second place right now, the runner-up, is Orion. It's Ryan Fitzpatrick. And leading the charge right now with over 1,000 votes on our poll, 30% of the vote goes to Ryan Tannehill.
Wow.
30% of the people want to bring Ryan back. Now, there are some write-ins, obviously.
What do you got for a couple write-ins? Don't tease me, bro.
Let's see. Luke Falk, Brock Osweiler. They're getting some votes. Will Greer, Syracuse quarterback Eric Dungy. None of the above's got a couple of votes also, but that's, you know.
Oh, they just want anything else. That's fine.
Chad Kelly. Solana, who's on the show after us, by the way, is on this bring back Chad Henne kick. But I believe he's under contract.
You know what? After his performance yesterday with golf, he should just stay away from our show. He should stay away.
I'm just happy he could pronounce Chad Henne's name right.
Yeah.
After hearing that yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Let's see what else. Any of the other ones. Geno Smith. He's got a vote. John Beck. Look at John Beck making the list. I don't believe RG3. And someone else voted for Monty Brewster from Brewster's Millions. Well done.
Isn't RG3 with Baltimore?
I don't know if he's still on their team or not. I don't know if he's on the roster.
Is he still under contract? Maybe he's not. I don't know. Haven't heard it.
And one of our radio partners here, Brian Monroe, but who's the cheapest with a smiley face? That might be one of the things, too, they look at.
Well, no. Whoever gets that job,
is
coming on the cheap.
Yeah.
Coming on the cheap in short term till we get our franchise quarterback.
Yep.
either this year or next year.
That's our poll today if you want to get on the poll at Joe Rose Show on Twitter.
What kind of comments are following it up? What do we got coming in?
AJ McCarron's getting some serious text love as well. So AJ McCarron might be leading our text kind of thing. Blake Bortles also. Here's the text for him. Blake Bortles, he'd be a good bridge quarterback, and he's been a starter in the league since he's been drafted. And he's not going to win you a lot of games. That's what you need for tanking. So there you go. You can't keep Tannehill. He's way too expensive. Another text came in. Dan Marino, please. Now, yes, even at this age, someone put in parentheses next to him. Someone said, bring in the UM punter to be the quarterback. He looks like a badass. Yeah, that'd be interesting.
How about he just punts well and we just leave him alone?
Don't they need a punter? They need a punter.
After the way we punted last year, some of the worst punting in the history of college football, let's let him do the punting.
A name that we haven't heard this morning yet that I've seen now pop up on our texts a couple times, Colin Kaepernick.
You guys asked me this morning. I don't know how the front office feels.
I don't know.
But I will tell you this, knowing the owner, they want him, they can have him.
Yeah, you're right. If Greer and the staff there decides that's
their
guy.
I don't think Stephen Ross, you know, ever puts his foot down and says no. He's like, all right, is this going to make us better to get to where we need to get to? Then I think he stays out of it.
Yeah. Someone said Geno Smith was the Chargers. I don't think he's there anymore because they just signed to Rod Taylor.
That could be.
Yeah.
Miramar High School? Yeah. Who knows? Maybe.
Can they adjust Tannehill's contract to a lesser amount? Two straight techs, and if Tannehill restructured the contract, he might be the best option.
He just needs, if that does happen for some reason, just needs a fresh start, man. I don't want to get going again. Now, here we go again. Yeah, I'm not taking the cheese. No, he needs a fresh start. He needs to go. What else?
What if they change his number or something?
He goes like 12?
What?
He put in five, like number five, like Bortles.
Just put like,
what's the difference? They're the same player.
The back
anyway.
Of the jersey says Ryan T instead of Tannehill.
Yeah, they're the same player. Ryan already lives down here, so it's more
convenient.
What do
you think Ryan Tannehill wants to get a fresh start?
I think he wants to see that money. So if that money, you know, like if he's going to get all that money. Here we go. Some more, just so because I already see your face cringing. My wish is Fitzmagic and still draft Drew Lock. That could be an option. We don't know how the front office feels about
no
Drew
idea.
Lock.
Yeah. They're with him a lot in the Senior Bowl, watched him up close. Yeah. Marino was standing there with Elway, and they're all watching him, and I have no idea.
I feel like I'm going to throw a grenade on this one, but I'm going to do it, and then I'm going to walk away. Three straight texts, Mark Sanchez, Brock Berlin, Ja'Cory Harris.
Good. We're so glad you know all your former UM quarterbacks. Very nice. It's great.
Well, Mark Sanchez gets a – I think he was still in the NFL, right?
Butt fumble?
Butt fumble, yeah.
He did get picked up late last year.
He did,
oh, God,
remember?
It was a disaster.
One of those teams.
He's had a great career. For a guy who's awful.
You're right. Mark Sanchez has made a lot of money and been in the league a long
really
time.
He's really bad, but he's stuck around. Pretty good career. Yeah.
It's never good when you're remembered for the play he's remembered for. It's never good in your career.
Yeah, if you are most known. And he was in an AFC Championship game. Remember early in the career with Rex Ryan and that defense?
Yep.
He actually made a couple big games. But yet, you bring up Mark Sanchez's name to anyone who knows the NFL, and the first thing that comes to their mind is butt fumble.
The butt fumble against the Patriots, was it? Was it Patriots?
I'll
the
tell you what,
fumble?
I don't
it
even know.
Matter.
It could have been against any team. All I remember is the butt fumble. Please bring Tannehill back. I want to see Joe's head explode.
Not a bad guy.
Mm.
Very nice family man. Works hard. Tries hard. Gym rat.
Any more those adjectives you want to throw out there?
That's it.
Okay. You want us to cut that and like put that in so you don't have to keep saying that?
Yeah, every time we bring up his name, he just
he's
that.
A family guy. Yeah,
family
he works
guy,
hard.
Gym
he's
rat.
A gym rat.
Yeah.
Obviously,
tries hard.
Obviously, you can read between the lines. It's time to move on.
Don't forget, also, there's a plus with Tannehill and his wife. They enjoy carrying machine guns in their car. I don't believe it was a machine gun that she had in the car. Remember the rental car that she turned back and still had the gun in the backseat? I got that one also.
I just have that picture of Ryan and his
the
wife.
The picture, yes.
Picture after the game.
I'm going to make that your desktop picture on your computer so you can just see it constantly every time your computer goes up. Let's see what else we got.
Don't let anything get in the way of social media, no matter what. Even a friggin' loss.
Joe, you are a social media maven. I love that.
You guys couldn't wait to show me.
Oh, I could not wait. I didn't even wait till the next morning. I sent it to you that night and said, do you believe this? Ryan Tannehill will not play for Miami if they ask him back. Oh, we have an insider.
Good. No, I'm good. I meant good. He should. He should go get a fresh start. Adam Gase is up in New York waiting for him. I still believe in you as a backup.
Yeah. Fitzpatrick will get us more wins than Tannehill. So I guess don't go with Fitzpatrick, this guy said. If Tannehill's the quarterback, don't they have to pay him $20 million and they won't pay Bridgewater $15 million? What a joke of a team. I don't believe that was the case. If Tannehill's back next year on this roster, there's no way he gets that full deal, right? Like, they're going to have to restructure to something.
Correct.
No way.
Well, you think you're going to pay him $19.5 million?
Yep. Here we go. Someone says, bring back 17, $5 to $6 million, and put no talent around him. Boom. Bring back Matt Moore. First Matt Moore vote.
Matt Moore's back doing some work with scouting, the, right? With the Miami Dolphins right now.
He was at the Kyler Murray at the Pro Day. Look at that. Another write-in for Kaepernick. They're coming in now. Someone just said, what about Joe Flacco? Sir, he was traded.
Yeah, right. In case you didn't notice, a month ago.
I mean, this isn't an old text. It was from an hour ago. Okay.
Flacco goes to the Broncos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They probably don't know about that, so just got him caught up.
And here's a rough one. Best investment I ever gave up, my Dolphin season tickets about 7 years ago, saving $30,000. Take a quarterback in the fifth or sixth round. Maybe they find a diamond in the rough. If not, they'll at least go 0-16. Thanks, guys.
That's good. To make you feel better, I throw a little 0-16.
Here's a good one. Fins are so bad, Kaepernick would probably turn down the opportunity to back up. But Ryan Tannehill, he's not backing up anybody.
Colin Kaepernick. See, now people just get out there.
Well, that's what happens.
Like, so bring Kaepernick in, he's going to back up Tannehill.
Sign Tanny for a lower salary.
That's a good point. He may not come here if they wanted him.
Really?
I think.
And look what he's asking for from that other league, though, if you believe those reports. He wanted $20 million to play in the AAF.
Kaepernick would come back. Another guy, he'd come in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but they wouldn't pay Teddy. Like, why would they pay this guy?
Mm. Because.
He said he wanted $20 million to play in that minor league.
Sam Bradford got a vote.
Nobody's paying him that kind of money. But that's a terrible choice. He hadn't been able to stay healthy for a practice.
Malik Rozier just got a vote. Tim Tebow just got a vote. Nathan Peterman just got a vote.
It's Rozier.
What did I say?
And by the way, it's Peterman's under contract with the Raiders.
Yeah, he's the future of that team.
How do you think AJ McCarron goes? Peterman's ahead of me.
Yeah, I know.
Are you serious?
You know that you're not in the
that
right
hurts.
Place. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I know we're smiling. This is kind of sad.
Someone goes, anyone else in on the voting for any of the McCown brothers? There's a couple of them, right? You can get Josh McCown, Luke McCown. There's a couple of them.
I'll tell you what. He did a real nice job a couple years ago as a quarterback.
Yep.
He really did. I think he got to be almost, well, we talk, he's almost 40 years old now. But who knows?
Maybe AJ McCarron just got released. Somebody pick him up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know that.
That's what we put him in there. We've been talking about him all morning.
Appreciate that.
Thanks, though, for helping us out there. Hey, you can join us coming up at 9 o'clock.
Did you just text in? Is that what you're doing on your phone? Someone said, Tannehill's coming back. Take me now, Lord. I'm ready. That wasn't you, right? You're not allowed to text.
I don't do that.
Okay.
You guys do that. I don't do that stuff. You're the one. Yeah, I got you guys are my social media guys.
Yeah, we try.
By the way, you're the worst. You're all night.
I know.
You can't help yourself.
No, I can't.
You must get a few minutes and just you.
Right to Twitter. My wife says the same thing.
Wow.
She goes, what are you looking at? I go, Twitter.
Twitter. I'm addicted.
I'm addicted, man.
And I can't stop.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.